Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, the first part of Se'if Zayin. Se'if Zayin. V'hodeh beis ha'kneses nimka, this halach of selling a shul. Hani mili, what kind of shul is this? Shal kfarim, a small community. Shein boim anoshim imekom asacherim, and you don't have people coming to daven there from other places. So nasis el lebneak from levadam. It was built for the people of the village, of the community. Even if others donated money, but the ones who gave the money, no, it's that's just for that community. Therefore, they could sell it. Now the money still has kedusha. You can't downgrade that money to use it for something lower level, but you're allowed to sell it. This is when it's sold without consulting the leadership of the community, the city council. For who then, the same would be true in Machu Shiva Tuvi Ha'ir, if the seven leaders of the community, the city council, if you will, chose to sell it, Shiloba Maimir Anshi'ir, without consulting the community, it's the same thing. Avlam Hiskimu Shiva Tuvi Ha'ir, but Oiso Mecher. But if the seven leaders of the community, the city council, if you will, decided to make the sale, and it was done with the full knowledge of the city, like we had a town hall meeting, everyone agreed, then Rashom Lahotzi Amos Kol Mashi Yirtzu, then you can use the money for whatever purpose you choose. If the community says one person can decide what to do, he's in charge, and they agree for him to take care of this specific thing, Masha Asa Asui, then whatever he does is done as well. The Ramah adds, V'kol sheshiva tuvi ir moichim befirsum, when the seven leaders of the community sell in a public fashion, mikri b'mayimer anshiya, that's called mayimer anshiya ir. They don't smichin lo mehen alav. We don't take a vote. You don't need a full town, a city hall meeting and a council town hall meeting and everyone votes. You don't need that. If the seven leaders do it and everyone is aware of it, that's as if they have their consent. So the Be'er Locha points out that this Ramah really belongs on the previous line. Once you have the Shevet Tuvah Ir, Mayim Anshei Ir, you can do whatever you want with the money. And that's what Ramah is saying, that as long as it's done befirsum, it's a public sale, then they don't have to take a vote. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on, and if they designate one person to be in charge, then whatever he says goes as well. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins Siv Zayin with a Hakdama. He named Ibn Eshah Siv Zayin Yeshbo Kama Protim, because Siv Zayin has many details. I would like to preface a short introduction. This is how it goes. The Mashin Iskala Eir, that which we've mentioned before. Me'inin Mechiris Basic Knesses, as far as selling a shul is concerned. Hani Mili, when is that? And who shall kafar? If it's a small community. The Stam Ibn Urak, a Daiti did who? Because the assumption is it's built for their use. For the Chain Yeshachos Biadro Ibn Eir Lamachos, so the majority of the city can decide to sell it. Ach Shalom Yeridu, Ach Achadam Ekdushas, unprovided. The money isn't going to be used for something less. Ukshenimker gabas gomis hazayin tum shalahem, and if the sale is conducted with the agreement of the city council, as yichurim lasos b'hadam ashiyetsu, then they could do whatever they want with the money. Taimel hotziyam l'chul, the money could go for a park, for anything not kodesh. So kamei, as we'll say later on. Avon hu beisak knesses shal karachim, but if the shul belonged to a large city, talinan, we have to assume the beisa binyan, that when it was built, it was built for the world, not just for the locals, but people who travel and come and go. Even though the local people funded the building, we still have to assume they built it for everyone. Therefore, even if the city council at a town hall meeting decided we're going to sell it, the sale is not valid. Let's explain the Shulchan Aruch. The shul we're talking about is for a village, a small town. Any city that doesn't have people visiting all the time is called a kfar. It doesn't make a difference how many people are in the city. Even though on occasion there are people who come and go, maybe there's trade fair shows and fairs like that that attract people, that's not enough. Since the foreigners, the strangers, are not settled here, they come and go on happenstance and occasion. Mikri kfar is called a kfar. But if you have a place where people are constantly coming from all over the place, it's an area where there's always business transactions taking place. There's always trade shows, always fairs, non-stop coming and going. Even if it's essentially a small city, or maybe it's a city with a big Talmud Chacham, people are constantly coming. Lots of people are coming because they need him and his Torah. In those situations, having a krach, we consider it a large city. We assume that the shul is built for everyone who comes and goes. The post can write further. Even the shul in the big city, if it was known that it was not built for everyone, it was built for a small kehila. For instance, there's shuls that were made by certain tradesmen. And everyone knows this was the tailor's shul. This was the butcher's shul, whatever, things like that. Or maybe you'll have a case when a group of alabatim gather together. They live in a street far from the main shul. They make a small shul in their neighborhood. In those cases, even though they're essentially big cities, but these shuls were not made for everyone. These shuls have a din of a kfar. Even though it is actually in a big city. The assumption in these cases is that it was built for themselves and not for the whole world. Unless they got money and help from the residents of the bigger city. A little help makes no difference. Once you have help from the big city, then you cannot sell it without their consent, because if they do consent, we'll say it's okay, but without their consent, you're not going to have a shus to sell it. Even if other people helped with the money for the city, the kafar, for the small city shul, they have the right to sell it. Because the assumption is, when others donated money to the small town shul, the donor knows that they're giving it for them to do what they want. Because it's not a place that others usually attend, and they don't come there. Even if those people who donate them from out of the city, they're not happy with the sale, you could sell them anyway. Because when they gave it, it was al das that the village could do what they want with it. You can't downgrade the funding. The money that you get when you sell it can't be downgraded to something less. If you look back in Sifdal, there are different opinions if you're allowed to change the money for the same level. We bought two shitas, Yeshayahu and Shmatirin, that whether or not you can go lateral move with the money. Sif katan chavches b'parnaseihem. This is when they sell it without the leadership. Shivat tuvi ir, that refers to the seven leaders of the city. Sif katan chavches shivat tuvi ir, or the seven leaders without the public. Kaza Rashba Khilakav Simon Tufresh is there. The Rashba writes in a Chuva, Vavio Rashtam Simon Kufain Hey, quoted in the Rashtam Simon Kufain Hey. Shiva Tuvi Yair, Einam Shiva Anoshim Hamuvchor Mechachma. These seven leaders of the community, the city council, they're not the smartest people. Oba Oshiv Chav, they're not the wealthiest people, the most honorable people. Ela Shiva Anoshim Shemidu Hatsiva Anosam Lina Yair. These are seven people that were willing to work for the community, and they were designated by the members of the community to take care of the community. They're guardians over the community. If the people appointed them, what do you seven for? So whoever the people appointed as a guardian should have the right to do what he wants. The answer is, when the community accepts individuals for specific responsibilities, like in our case, maybe they chose them, you take care of the sale, then that even one person can be appointed. Whatever he does is done. But our case is, when you appoint seven people in general to oversee the city, the fakech, this getziber, watch over all the community matters. The fikach, therefore, when there are seven, They have the license and permission to do what they have to do. Kilu asu kain kol b'nei yer, as if the entire city agreed. Afal pishlo amidu osam al darav zavish, even though they weren't appointed specifically for this task. Al pachas mishiv, if there be less than seven, in kochen shava liyos and kol b'nei yer, we don't say they have the power of the city. Achit l'rishus pefesh b'nei yer, unless they have specific permission for that appointment or that task. V'chein kas v'kan poskim, many poskim write this explanation as well. So the notes on the side bring, what happens if these seven city councilmen are not fit for the job? And maybe their election was not done in a way that was looking for the best people. Chaznush says they don't have halach of city council. Nepotism cannot play a role over here. Corruption can't get involved. It has to be that they are the best people for this job, that the people want them to do it. Doesn't mean they're the smartest, doesn't mean they're the wealthiest, but they're committed, they're honest, whatever. If they're not fit for the job and their choice was not made for the benefit of the community, maybe a few individuals wanted them, they liked them, they're their friends, so the Chazanish, they don't have a loch of Shevet Tuvir.
Who makes that determination?
It's a good question. The checks and balances might be, it might be the Rav. And as far as how do you elect the Shevet Tuvir year in a big city, so the Chaznush says what you have to do is you get from each shul a nominating committee. Like 2-3 people from each shul in the big city will have to come together, and they're going to nominate the 7 Tuvir year, and the mayor says as if the entire city was masking. So it's like a vetting process, but there's no primaries. Basically, you go to the shuls, and the shuls put up people who are there going to nominate them with the others, and then they'll make a vote. And that's going to bind the community to their decisions. Sifkan Lamed, Avol V'chulu, if you have Shiva Tuvia Ir, B'maimen Anshi Ir, then the money of the sale can be used for whatever they want. The Kamash Yirtsu, what's something to say, Afila Eis Dov Shachol, even if they want to buy a park bench or things that have no Kedusha at all, they can. Sifkan Lamed, Al-Peferish, Koma V'chulu, what's something to say, if they pick one person and they say, this is your job, you're in charge of it, then for that task, he has the power as if he was the Shevet Tuvah Ir, B'mayman Anshir. Shosham Achach Lohit Semos Kamash Yir, to use the money for whatever they want. Kimet Shehir Shulazek, because the community allowed him. Avam Nasna Lo Stam Rishus Limkar, but they Stam give him Rishus to sell, but not to spend the money, Azamos Kedushas, and the money remains Kaddush. Sifkan Lamed Beis, Moichim Befirsum V'chulu, the Ramah says that if the sale is done publicly, they don't have to take a vote. But something to say, the Kol Shemoich and Shivat Tuvah Ir B'Fahes, when the seven leaders of the community sell it openly, V'lo B'Tzin, it's not a secret thing, V'lo Micha B'Avin Ir, no one protests it from the community, Mikri, that's called B'Maimon Anshi Ir. So you don't have to have a roll call and a meeting of the community and a vote. If they are aware and no one protests, it's good enough. The Tevas Olav at the end, you don't have to say Hein Olav. The words Olav, because Rama, Shigur Delishin Huvein Medukta, because actually a slip of the tongue, it's not necessary. Gamotchem Badeche Moshe Haruch Les, that's missing from the Mochadeche Moshe, is just, you don't have to say yes. They are saying yes. They're basically saying they're saying yes. The Olav is not necessary to what he's trying to convey. Now there's a fascinating Berlocha. Rashom Lahotzi Amos. When the Shevet Tuvah Ir, B'maimon Anshi Ir, sell the shul, they could do whatever they want with the money. The money could go to a municipal project that has nothing to do with any Kedusha at all. So he brings a tshuva from the Masas Binyamin. Because of Masas Binyamin, tshuva Slim and Lama Gimel. This is the essence. The Afilu Zayin Tuvah Ir, B'maimon Anshi Ir. Lo Alima Kochayu Lafkuy Lachul and Adafkuy Hagav Hashemachu So. They don't have the ability to remove the Kedusha from a shul by their say so. It has to be through a sale. So that the Kedusha is transferred off the shul onto the money. And then the Kedusha comes off the money, because that's a weak Kedusha. But they don't have the power to say, we decide it's not a shul anymore. They have the power to sell it and do what they want with the money, but they don't have the power to say, no longer a shul. Therefore, if they knock down the shul collapsed. The stones remain kaddish. And if all the leaders of the community decide, we don't need these stones anymore, we want to use it for a municipal project, you can't do that. Unless they build another shul first. Then they knock down the old. The kedusha goes to the new shul, and the old shul becomes no longer kaddish. The Magen quotes this Masas Binyamin in Sifkan Chavzayin. Me, however, ain den zebar. This is not such a strict halacha. This is a murech rak shita saran. This works according to shitas haran. Kamosha kas pima gadim b'shar achodim. The pima gadim and other chum quote this. V'araya shehu magen avom etol sefta yeshlet choso. The raya the magen avom quotes from the sefta you could push off. Kamosha kas b'seif big the yesha ayin perish mechaz bikur. Al das Ramban v'siyato. But according to Ramban and his followers, mashma designed to ve'ir by menachir alim kol chayu af limachira. The implication is that according to Ramban, that the seven leaders of the community have the power, even without a sale, to take off the Kedusha. Once they decide they don't need it anymore, it goes out to Chulim. You can use the wood and the stone, even for a mundane use. And the Magadam himself, who quotes the Masa B'Yam, says it's not clear. So this is the Shisoyzim Achloikas. Design two via ear, but my anchi ear can sell the shul, do what you want with the money. But can they just say, we don't need this building anymore, we're turning it into a whatever it is, it could be a park, it's going to be a community building for whatever it is. Masabiyam, the tshuva says, you can't do it, you have to sell it. But says the Be'er Halacha, it's only according to Shita Saran. But according to Shita Ramban, you can't. So what's this machloek is Ran Ramban? So he explains on the side. The Ran holds that a basic Knesset has a halacha of Tashmishe Kedusha. There's Kedusha Midrabbanon on the shul. A man can't just disappear. Kedusha can't just disappear like that. And therefore, you have to have a sale. Once you have a sale, now we could say the money is no longer Kedusha. But the Rabban holds that a shul is not Tashmishe Kedusha. A shul is Tashmishe Mitzvah. It's like a talis. It's like a lulav. It's like a sukkah. So when you use it, it's Kedush. And when it's not, you it sets over. The Kedusha comes off. And therefore, if they decide that we don't need it anymore, that's it. The mitzvah is over. It goes back to Chulin. So this Yisraelistic Machlekes is a shul tashmishe kedusha, or is a shul tashmishe mitzvah? Did the Rabbanon create a kedusha that on the shul, or says Ramban, there's no such thing as tashmishe mitzvah. When the mitzvah is over, it goes away, and therefore it comes out of Machlekes whether they can just say we don't need it anymore, and the kedusha goes away, or not.